It is our atomization, most fundamentally, disguised as lack of empathy, that has held us from our future. Towards the end of anti-systemic movements, our good three listed some challenges to global powers' continued rule, among which was a growing and spreading anti-authoritarianism globally, the refusal of targeted groups to accept degraded status. But two decades or so later, one of them, Giovanni Arrighi, had this to say about that. Quote, more specifically, the neoliberal, and by I think folks know that neoliberal is the word, the ultra right is used in this country. Neoliberal is used in most places around the world. Continuing, more specifically, I think by neoliberal we could just substitute the power guys, the global state statesmen. More specifically, the neoliberal counter-revolution did not just result in the destruction of the illusions of the older family of anti-systemic movements, as we pointed out. And by anti-systemic, they're talking about what I'm talking about in terms of a global movement for freedom. They use the word anti-systemic. So it had a disastrous effect on, they call the family of anti-systemic movements, and I'm arguing we need a single one. We got to all get on the same page. You know, decentralization is our future, but we need some common agreements about the importance of our human energy not being coerced in any way, the importance of necessity not being a factor in our lives, that we create the abundance to allow that. So this counter-revolution, and it is ongoing. There are a lot of fascists, and I don't know if that offends folk to use that word. I can substitute totalitarians, but I truly believe there's a lot of hidden support for straight-up neo-Nazi ideology that has really seriously installed itself in the Bay Area. Very clearly, there has been an attempt to shift away from progressive politics this whole region. So let me start this all over, and after those little that commentary. More specifically, the neoliberal counter-revolution did not just result in the destruction of the illusions of the older family of anti-systemic movements, as we pointed out. As we don't seem to have realized, it also had a profoundly corrupting and divisive impact on the 1968 family of anti-systemic movements. In the North in general, and in the U.S. in particular, the corruption of anti-systemic forces has primarily taken the form of an acritical acceptance of the benefits of financial expansion and of the conversion of dominant groups to the anti-authoritarian and anti-statist thrust of 1968. That's called co-optation. Marcuse talked about that. In the South, it has taken the form of an equally acritical acceptance of the neoliberal or some other religious creed as a prop or a substitute for the discredited ideology and practice of national assimilation. Excuse me. Of national emancipation. In themselves, these trajectories of corruption, trajectories of, I like how you put that, Mr. Sir, Mr. Giovanni Arrighi. In themselves, these trajectories of corruption have divided and increasingly alienated from one another anti-systemic forces within the South and between North and South. But underlying the division and mutual alienation of anti-systemic forces was the success, yes, of the neoliberal counter-revolution in shifting competitive pressures from North to South and in totally derailing any legitimate left resistance. And probably these weapons played a part at some point in this counter-revolution. But underlying the division and mutual alienation of anti-systemic forces was the success of the neoliberal counter-revolution in shifting competitive pressures from north to south. Right. Make them hunger, Bentham said. Or was that Townsend? Get them by the short hairs, lead them where you want them. Corruption and divisions have not prevented anti-system. So you see, we got to unify, right? We got to get on the same side. All of us. All of us. The 99.999. That's what we're looking at here. 99.999. Everybody but them 10,000. We got to get on the same page. At some point, we'll have a critical mass. And those who are highly resistant will, little by little, begin to bend, begin to see what freedom means, that it's working for them too. It's contagious. Once we got the critical mass.